This evening we are going to be looking at the life of Gideon. We will see how when you follow God's directions, God will give you victory. The title of my message is Follow God's Directions. Please turn to Judges 6:1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel saw that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. The Midianites were stealing the Israelites' crops and destroying them. The Israelites were poor because of this, and they had to hide in caves, or else they would live in fear of being killed. And they were discouraged by this. The angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon while he was hiding in the threshing, while he was hiding and threshing his wheat. Please look at Judges 6:12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." The angel of the Lord called him a mighty man of valor. Even though Gideon was scared in hiding, God tells Gideon he will be used to save Israel from the Midianites. Please look at Judges 6:14. Judges 6:14. And the Lord looked upon him and said, "Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" And he said unto him, "O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house." And the Lord said unto him, "Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man." God can use you if you obey. Gideon shows obedience by cutting down the altar of Baal that was his father's, and he built an altar for the true God. Please look at Judges 6:25. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, "Take thy father's young bullocks, even the second bullocks of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullocks, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down." Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Gideon follows God's plan and gathers an army, but God says it's too big. Please turn to Judges 7:2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Gideon obeys and tests the men twice to cut down the army like God says. Said, leave if you're afraid. Please look at Judges 7:3. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. The second test is the water test. Please look at Judges 7:4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lappeth, putting their hands to their mouths, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink the water. Gideon obeys God even when God wants him to fight in an odd way with odd weapons, and only 300 men. Please look at Judges 7:19. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had put newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hands and to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. Gideon obeyed God exactly, and God gave the victory. In conclusion, obey God and follow his directions in the Bible, and God will give you the victory in your life, just like Gideon.